suppose that game, Hearts never really found their rhythm, and the longer it went on, once Longford went in front, it seemed to get a lot more difficult for you and just couldn't find a way back into it.
I think you lose the game in your first 45 minutes performance. I don't think the first 45 minutes is good enough. That's collectively as a group. For some reason, we came out of the blocks very, very slow. We seem to be too far off it. You're thankful that you only get in 1-0 down, because Longford were so much on top in the first half. You get the players in at half time and you're able to regroup and maybe tell them a few home truths. And to be fair, second half, I did think we were the better team. I don't think Longford spent very much time in our half in the second half. Maybe one or two corners, but I thought we played with a lot more purpose. We played a lot higher up the pitch. We got ourselves in better areas, and without creating anything real clear cut, we did create three, maybe four half chances, which we aren't taking at the moment. I thought Aaron McLaughlin coming off the bench gave us a real lift. His enthusiasm, his willingness to run, chase lost causes, and I think that spread through the team, and it was infectious, and I think that helped everyone. And even when we went down to 10 men, I thought we looked like the only team that would score, but we just were unable to, you know, create that real clear-cut chance. As I say, we had a few half chances. Aaron had one, Floody had one, Sean O'Donnell had one, but nothing real clear-cut. And unfortunately, in this game, if you don't perform for 90 minutes, it's very difficult to get results, and we certainly didn't perform for 90 minutes today. We performed well for 45, but didn't do enough in that 45 to probably warrant something from the game.
Tell me, you mentioned the sending off there, Darren. That came on 62 minutes. It was still a long way to go. That made the task all the more difficult, didn't it?
It did. Look, here, is it a sending off? I'd like to see it again. That's not me dodging the question. That's me, I know Matty took a bit of a heavy touch and then he slides into winning the ball. And suppose in the modern game, you know, you make that type of tackle, you have to be 100% certain that you win the ball. As I say, I didn't see that. Unfortunately for Matty, he'll now have to serve a suspension. The plus side of that, it wasn't foul in conduct, it was two yellows, so that'll help. But even at that, even we're half an hour to go, and obviously the 8 minutes, we played for 38 minutes for 10 men, and you certainly wouldn't have thought we had 10 men. I thought the two young lads coming on up top were lively, and they made up for the lost man with their sheer enthusiasm of trying to win the ball back.
Yeah, another blow for you tonight was the injury to Dahi McCallion as well, just before half-time. Darren, what's the story there? Because he was stretchered off, it didn't look too good.
No, the first diagnosis on Dahi is possibly a dislocated shoulder. He's away to Alter Galvin Hospital in Derry. So, obviously, it's played by year now. We just have to wait and see. He's obviously away to Derry. Dr. Galvin, he'll get a scan or he'll get whatever has to be done, and then obviously we'll pick up that information, and then I'm sure Dave will relay that back to the media in due course.
Okay, well, tonight's match marked the first game in the final quarter of the season, and you know, the hope was that Harps would be able to hang on the coattails of those teams in the playoff positions, Darren, and maybe catch them before the running. But that's a bit of a setback tonight, isn't it? Now, all of a sudden, you're 9 points adrift of that fifth place, and you have to go to Wexford in your next game.
Yeah, we spoke about it. We've spoke about it recently. You know, at one stage, we were 11 points behind fifth place, and we were able then to claw it back to 4 points. And then we've had an bit of a wobble here, which has took us back up to 9 points. So there's frustration certainly in there, because they've put themselves in positions where they should have been able to see games out, and unfortunately they've been unable to do that. Yeah. Also, we still are conceding poor goals. The goal of the game we concede tonight is a really, really poor goal to concede at this level. And as I've said, I think a few weeks back here, you know, how you defend one 18-yard box and how you defend or attack the other normally determines how the game pans out. And unfortunately, again tonight, we just didn't defend our 18 box well enough in the first half and give away a really poor goal. And they had another one or two really good opportunities. And that's not singling out players, that's collectively as a team. You defend as a team and you attack as a team, and you have to take that core responsibility. And unfortunately, in the first 45 minutes, we did not do that. Second 45, with 10 men, we done it a lot better, and we did create a lot more chances going forward. But again, we just left ourselves too much to do.